That's one of those things. When things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you're enjoying your weekend because it's getting ready to start. We got Runaway Grooms tonight at the Shell. You been to the Shell before?
I've driven past it.
Oh, interesting. You've never gone to see a show?
Mm-mm, no.
You never done a little wiggling?
Can't say I have.
Never eaten a little fungus?
Can't
gotten
say
buck
I have.
Wild?
No.
That's so fascinating to me.
Is it?
It
should
really
be. I mean, it pretty much lines up with everything else you know about me.
Well, I mean, yeah, it does line up, but I feel like there's just a little party animal underneath that that facade.
If that party animal involves root beer and cookies, then I guess so.
Well,
Chick-fil-A.
Man, I'm gonna get you on the best spirit around. Do y'all know what the best spirit around is?
I think
everybody should. It is simple. It's Tito's handmade vodka. It is simple, smooth, and every sip is good as the last. I'm telling you, it's crafted and distilled in the United States down in Austin, Texas. Tito Beverage came up with the recipe. Forked his whole future, like maxed out like 20 credit cards by getting like these copper stills. So we decided I'm going to make this vodka 100% from corn that makes it gluten-free. I'm going to 6 times distill it, then still it in these classic copper pots. That's why it's got such a unique flavor. It's small batch style. It's slightly sweet. Black pepper note, it balances everything out, whether you're crafting a cocktail or drinking it neat. It is the weekend. It is after 12. Go ahead and get your Tito's on today. And always remember, if life hands you lemons, don't freak out. Don't fret. Don't stress. Just make a lemon drop. Make sure it's with the best Tito's handmade vodka. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Whoa-wee. Man, all kinds of stuff going on in the world, and I just found out. So this is, I guess, why this popped up this morning. So I watched. We're going to play a game today, okay?
Okay.
Do y'all know what F, Mary, Kill is? Do you know what that is?
I do.
It's a game. If you don't know how to play, ask a friend. Well, Travis Kelce was asked this question right before he did his romantical show called Catching Kelce. Do you remember this TV show? It was on the TLC. He had like 20 women come to date this NFL football player. Now, he obviously did not find love on the show because he's dating Taylor Swift. But the funny thing is there's a video of him leading up to Catching Kelce on TLC. They interviewed him right before the show was to air, and they were having all kinds of silly questions, and one of them was F, Mary, Kill: Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, or Katy Perry. The funny thing is that they mention Taylor Swift in this. So first and foremost, 901-360-8255, F, Mary, Kill: Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry. I almost forgot her name. Katy Perry. What do you think, though, my man? Who do you think he killed out of those three?
I don't know, John. Who?
Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande did not make the cut. Who do you think he did the F thing to? Who?
I don't know, John. Tell me.
It's hilarious. Taylor Swift.
Wow. So maybe you spoke it into existence.
And then he said he would marry Katy Perry.
Wow. Maybe not great for
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I wonder if she questioned that. Like, because that's not something you can question on the first date, but it's something you can question on, like, fourth or fifth date.
They've been dating for, well, now that it's like, you know, now that this was, the reason this was trending, I found out, though, is because Taylor Swift dropped a new album.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the album?
The Tortured Poets Department.
Damn, son, how'd you know that?
Because I listened to the at least the first song of it last night.
Did you really? Did you hear the Kim Kardashian diss song?
No, I only listened to the first song.
You know that that Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian don't like each other.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a feud. I found this out from Dave Portnoy or whatever his name is. The guy for
close enough.
What's his name?
Portnoy.
Portnoy, whatever. Dave.
Yeah, is it close enough?
He's the barstool guy.
Yeah.
He's also got a lot of money and he likes to gamble. Well, he can't stand Kim Kardashian. He loves Taylor Swift. And he said that the best song that he's ever listened to is this Kim Kardashian diss song where the lyrics basically call her out. And then he went completely off on Kim Kardashian. It's pretty interesting. I didn't know he disliked Kim Kardashian so very much.
Hmm.
Golly, man. Like, Dave Portnoy said some really bad things about Kim K.
That's too bad.
Feel kind of bad. Terrible stuff. But anyway, that is something that did happen, and you liked her. Do you like her music?
I'm not a huge fan.
Brittany Mahomes said that it's one of the best albums she's ever listened to.
Of course she did.
Do you
I mean, she
her?
Wants to be... No, I don't believe her. She wants to be her best friend, so I mean, of course she's going to say that.
Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown, did you see what he did the other day? Yesterday, actually?
Didn't he follow like a couple like Patriots on
follow Tom Instagram? Brady. He changed all the Eagles stuff off of his ex. And he put a Tom Brady picture up there in the New England Patriots. Is he on the way out?
Good question.
I mean, it looks like it. He also put TB12 is my favorite player ever.
Mm.
I watched the Dynasty, and it brought back some memories from my childhood.
Wow.
Damn, dude. What are the Eagles doing? I mean, they lost two studs have retired. One on the offensive line and defensive line. A.J. Brown, you're now looking to get rid of to the New England Patriots? They extended Devontae Smith. A lot of stuff. Man, the Eagles, man, made it. Doorsteps fell apart last year. Everything looks like it's falling apart now. And then I got to ask all you people out there. There's a new AI device. And to me, it doesn't make any sense. It's only $99. You can get it now. You can wear it as a pendant. You can make it into like a little thing you wear on your wrist. And it records everything you say and hear for the entire day, for forever, for eternity. And the way you use it, let's say that you were in a meeting and you were talking to somebody else and you were like, hey, can you go back to April 13th and bring up the conversation with so-and-so? And then it brings it back for you and replays it. I mean, I think this would be great for like lawyers and stuff, but this is going to be the end of marriages. This is like, you know, the commercial where they throw out, they're like, you know, talking and then they're like, all right, I'm throwing out the flag, like the NFL, and they do the instant replay. This is a real life instant replay. Baby, you promised this to me. No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, you did. You did it on this date. And then all of a sudden, this device, and they play it right back for you. Is this a good or bad thing? Like, I feel like this is a disaster for relationships.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know how many people are actually going to, like, buy it and use it. It seems pretty worthless to me.
It records every single thing you hear and say and people, whatever, also whatever else somebody says to you. So, like, if you go to a meeting...
Sure.
You can just wear that bad boy and go play it like back for whatever you want.
I can see, like, people wearing it to, like, in, like, a meeting or, like, students wearing it in class to, like, record the lecture. But I don't really see it, you know, people just wearing it around.
Well, right, one of the things that's advertised is you can keep it on at all times because it has unlimited storage space, blah, 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 or whatever. And that you literally just, it doesn't matter how much it hears, says, or whatever, you say specifically to go back to that date in a certain conversation about that, and it will find it for you. So, like, you wear it all the time. Like, one day you could be like, let's say, another way it could be used, you're wearing it all of a sudden. Let's say you get a little freaky deaky on, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You go out. and you run into that guy, and you're like, excuse me, are you here with her? And she's like, yeah, that's my man. And then you could be like, oh, yeah, well, guess what he was doing last night? And then you could play it back for her.
So it's...
Like, you can use it for anything.
So it's video and audio.
No. You can play the audio.
Oh.
Like, you think, like, she'd be able to recognize that voice and those sounds. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. I mean, but you... How big is it? You'd be able to see it,
no,
right?
No, it's a small ass... It's like the size of a button. Again, you can wear it on a necklace. You can put it where you can clip it on things. It picks up everything.
Interesting.
I saw this today, and I was thinking to myself, damn, the end of the world's coming. This is going to be the end of relationships. And then if you tell somebody, like, at work, hey, you do this, and I'll do this. Like, you can't pretend that you forgot now.
Right.
That person's going to come back there and, like, throw it all up in your face, man. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
Huh.
Seems like you're okay.
Yeah, I don't think many people are going to use it.
Somebody out there is going to use it.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody around me is going to.
And by the way, did you, one of the funniest things that I heard yesterday is, speaking of things that record audio, did you see the, did you see Trent Baalke's interview by any chance? He farted so big during the interview, it was hilarious. You haven't seen this? This doesn't pop up on your timeline?
I guess not. I mean, I guess I just didn't see it. I have no idea.
Like, so Thursday afternoon when I'm watching, like, the NFL Live, he's doing a little presser, and he just flat out accidentally, I think he thought it was just going to be like a little small,
sure,
little, you know what I'm saying? No, it was so loud that everybody heard it. All the mics picked it up, and it was so funny. Like, dude, like, you could just see it on his face that he just wanted to get away.
That's too bad.
I think it's hilarious. I'm childish, though. Like, I felt... Like, I'd be so embarrassed. Have you ever farted on, like, on a first date?
Can't say I have.
Do you think you would get a second date if you farted on a first date?
I guess it depends on who you're on a date with. If he or she, you know, found it funny, then I guess so. If he or she is disgusted, then I guess not.
I mean... You know, I don't know if I've ever, now that I think about it, have you ever heard of your girlfriend fart? I don't think I've ever heard.
I don't think so.
Did chicks fart?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Crazy stuff. Sauce Gardner, by the way, has been cursed. Did you hear about this?
Has he?
Yep. Jets fans are freaking out because you know about the Drake curse, right?
Yeah, like if he wears your stuff, then
you're not going to win.
Right.
Well, now it's not just the fact that Drake's wearing Sauce Gardner's gear. They were seen together. It was Aaron Rodgers, Drake, and Sauce Gardner all together hanging out. The Jets season is freaking over, bro. We hadn't even had the draft. The draft is next Thursday.
Hadn't even started.
The season's over. That's called the Drizzy curse.
Speaking of Sauce Gardner, he was on the Shop, LeBron James's podcast yesterday. LeBron and Maverick Carter, and you know, they bring celebrities on. He was on there. Julio Rodriguez.
I thought
on
he
there.
Was doing it with. I thought LeBron's podcast was with
different podcast. JJ Redick, different podcast. He's doing multiple.
He's
podcasts.
Doing multiple podcasts.
Yeah.
Can you tell LeBron to like do me a favor and pay attention to basketball?
Well, I mean, got through the play-ins.
Again, why are they in the play-ins, man? Well, should have done better in the regular season. Come on. Michael Jordan would be in a play-in game.
Huh. Maybe with the Wizards if he was lucky.
Brock Bowers, got a question for you. NFL drafts next week.
Sure.
Why is Brock Bowers not in the top 10?
I don't know. Where do you see him?
I saw him at 12.
10. Interesting. I saw him going number 10 to the Jets, which I would love, but...
I think Brock Bowers is going to be a freak. A lot of people are saying because, well, he didn't do the 40, and he didn't do all the shuttles, and he didn't perform in doing all this. And remember, he got injured. Da, 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 da. Dude was running. Did you know that Brock Bowers last year was clocked at 21.4 miles per hour, according to StatCast?
Mm.
Do you know that's faster than every single NFL player last year?
I do not know. That's news to me.
The fastest last year reached 20 miles an hour. He reached 21.4.
Now, he's
miles
a freak for sure. I think maybe people are just scared to draft a tight end that early.
And the other thing that's weird, do you want to see – I saw this morning, speaking of the draft. Jaden Daniels, a lot of people are saying that he's going to go number two to the Commanders. Also, a lot of people saying that he doesn't want to go to the Commanders because it's basically the one of the worst-run organizations over the last 20 years. Mm. So he doesn't really want to go there, but I saw this and I almost fell over. Jaden Daniels, they were showing some highlights from his college, and there is a picture – there's a clip – of him throwing a bomb to Brandon Ayuk back in 2019 when he was with Arizona State. Brandon Ayuk has been in the league. He's entering his fifth season.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that nuts?
Sure is.
College timelines are crazy, are they not? I'm just get out of here. That's absolutely wild. I got something that's kind of exciting for some of y'all.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I think it's not just exciting. I think it's awesome.
Is it exciting for me?
For you, yeah, it's definitely going to be exciting for you because you like great burgers, right?
I love great burgers.
You like Half Price Happy Hour.
Hey, who doesn't?
I mean, Mugshot's Grill and Bar in Carterville, they are open now. Now, the ribbon cutting is going to be April 25th. And why is that date important? Well, because Mugshot's in Carterville is giving away free burgers for a year. It's a $675 value. No purchase is necessary. All you got to do is go to Facebook, follow Mugshot's Bar and Grill, like, tag two friends, and then share that bad boy. The lucky winner will be announced on April 25th. So head on over to Mugshot's Grill and Bar at 656 West Poplar. It's where the old Charlie's was in Carterville. They got Half Price Happy Hour, 2 to 6, Monday through Thursday. Half price draft beers. They also have $3 snacks. I'm telling you, man. Mugshot's Grill and Bar, they are now open in Carterville. And always, you're having a good time when you're out at Mugshot's. We're going to take a quick time out because we got our good buddies T-Money and Uncle Brasky joining us on the other side. They're going to be at Wingfest this weekend. Hopefully, you will be too. Get your tickets at worldwingfest.com. Back into Shake Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
4.9-liter V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. Big Friday in the Mid-South. Fred Smith dropped 25 milli on the university for NIL over 5 years. $5 million a year, not bad. Laird Veach, get on that. Raise that 2.5. We got tonight, we're going to be wiggling with the Runaway Grooms out of the Shell. Tomorrow, we'll be at World Wing, the 22nd annual Hot Wing, the World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. It's going down tomorrow, River Garden Park. It's all to help out the Ronald McDonald House. You can go to worldwingfest.com, get your tickets now. We got NBA playoff basketball, baseball, college baseball, a lot going on in the world of sports. I'm wondering what two of my favorite degenerates are doing. First and foremost, what is up, money?
Johnny, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty fired up.
You know what? You sound good, Johnny. You sound good. I hear you're going wiggling tonight. That's when you get in your element.
Yes, I love a little wiggle, a little fungus, a little wiggling, a lot of fun. I'm excited tomorrow, though, because I'm ready to get down there and party like a rock star. Tell me what am I going to be in? Like, there's a big treat tomorrow. World Wing Fest is going on. The competition's awesome. The festival's for real. It's all for a good cause. What am I in for?
Oh, you're in for a good time, Johnny. I mean, there's over 50 teams compete down there. So if you can't get you a wing down there, that's your problem. I know the Barnyard Pimps are going to be down there in full force. We're at C10, so you come see us down there. We right now we're in fifth place in the in the World Cup Series.
Oh, so, my
but there's
goodness.
Gonna be a lot of music. Yeah, we're fifth place, so we got a good wing. We got Mike Ahart's going to do our sauce this year. He did it last year with a fifth place finish. So we're looking for some big results from the Barnyard Pimps. And we out of the Barnyard Pimps, we also got our boy Skinny. He's in the eating contest, and I'm gonna put the mods out on him here a little later in the show here, Johnny. But you know, there's a lot of music. We got Earl the Pearl's going to be down there, and we got Alexa Grace going to be down there, and so we got a lot of good stuff, and it's going to be fun, Johnny. With hey, and don't be scared of the rain. Don't go weather watching.
It's down to 20%, bro.
Exactly, and you know what happens when the clouds hit the bluff? What happens? It goes right over us. We've seen this time and time. It may if it rains in Midtown and not on Riverside, we win.
That's true. Plus, I'm looking forward to the Tina Turner review. I'm gonna get out
that
there
was good.
Shake
yeah,
my
you
legs,
know,
bro.
I bet she does. Big River Keep On Rolling.
Yep.
Proud Mary Keep On. You know that song.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be.
Before I forget, real quick, let me recap the banquet open.
Oh yeah, man! Tell me how did it go?
We had a great time. Our winners were our first time ever. We had a father son duo win the banquet open, and Michael and Garland Prier. Michael is actually a 2-time banquet open champion, and he was my roommate in college. So I was excited to watch him and his dad win. And Garland, he can't really get out of the cart like he used to, but he can putt and chip better than anybody in town. I promise you. I'd put him in a putting contest, but they shot 9 under and won, and we raised $12,500 for Ronald McDonald. That's our leadoff gift going into the Wing Fest. So the banquet opened. If you donated or gave a bought a hole or sponsored us, we appreciate it a whole lot. We're gonna try to do some more next year, my friend.
Man, that's awesome, dude! I'm so glad that y'all had such a good time last week.
And Uncle Brasky didn't show up.
I didn't either.
That's okay. You had never showed up.
I asked you. That was your fault that I didn't show up last year. This year, if it was right behind my house like last year, I didn't want to go. What was it, in like Lakeland or something?
Yeah, that is.
I don't even know how
to
get to Lakeland.
We're back at Audubon next year. They said Audubon's going to open up here at the end of the summer. So hopefully we're back at Audubon next year. Right in the middle of the city.
And I can walk to Audubon and be there, be perfect. But last year I couldn't walk to Audubon, and that was your fault. You got me tore up.
Man, we were at Galloway last year, man.
Whatever. I still couldn't have walked over there either because I couldn't even walk after that. Now, Uncle Brasky, what's up, my friend?
Man, just living the dream, Johnny. How you like that? 4 weeks in a row with sweeping the board.
I love it because I've been actually following the hell out of you. Pretty Chris hates it because he's fading you and he's losing all his money, but you've been tearing it up. Kind of like Oxford tore it up last week with the dunk contest, the 12th inning, you know, walk-off rally win against Mississippi State, run rolling Mississippi State on Sunday. Man, like, dude, what a weekend in Oxford.
It was great. Did you watch the hot dog eating contest?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it. I saw, like, the recap of it on the X, and I can't really look at it.
How do you have guys that are in there for 10 minutes and can't eat but 10 hot dogs, and Joey Chestnut crams down 21 in a minute and a half?
Well,
you start competing until, 90 seconds, 21 hot dogs? And
that's
even
what he does for
guys,
a living, Uncle
Brian. Do what?
That's what he does for a living.
Well, I mean, how many wings is Skinny going to eat tomorrow?
What they do is they weigh them, and then you eat them, and then they weigh the bones, whatever, however they do it.
Oh, okay, so it's a weigh-off.
Skinny can put away, Skinny's fasted, he can put the flats in his mouth and come out with 2 bones.
He's got Bucky Beaver teeth.
Yeah.
Well, I know that. I've seen the guy.
It's great
but I just didn't know how many. I mean, I can't be up there pulling for him if he's not going to win.
Oh, he's going to win. Don't worry about that. We've been training him a little bit.
Okay.
Don't you worry about Skinny. You just get your money out. Don't you worry about Skinny. You just get your bet ready.
All right. Do we
and
have
you're
odds?
Saying it's not supposed to rain.
Nope.
All right, I'll be there.
I'm on the weather app right now, 20%.
You're going to be there, Johnny.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be there, man. I'm announcing the winners and stuff, man. I'm emceeing
okay,
the gym.
I didn't want you to get down there and get the wind going too hard tonight, not make it tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going to make it, man. It's just going to be a little fungus and some edibles. I'm not even going to be drinking too much.
Okay. All right.
So don't you worry. I'll be there. I'll be ripe as rain.
All right,
man.
Okay, we'll do it.
What are we going to bet on this weekend?
Well, Johnny, I've been looking at, I know we got the NBA and all that stuff. I just hadn't really been paying much attention to it. Only NBA I've been paying attention to is Dante Porter getting his lifetime ban for betting. What he bet? $20 million? What he bet? How much money did he bet?
Man, he bet a lot. But the problem is he got busted because he told a bunch of big gamblers that, the inside information, like he was going to check himself out and blah, 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 and get the unders. And it was like that day, 2 days, in, 2 days out of like a 6 week period. He was the, like, somebody who doesn't even play much. I mean, he doesn't average much. He was the largest bet player in the country. So they started looking into it. Then they found all of his accounts, and he had another person putting bets in for him. And yeah, he's done, son.
This sounds worse than Calvin Ridley's deal, don't it?
Oh, yeah. Calvin Ridley was just, like, Calvin Ridley was playing, was, man, he wasn't even with the team at the time. Was, the problem was, is he did a little bit of fantasy.
Daily fantasy.
Yeah, the fantasy stuff. And you can't bet on that stuff where you actually win and put players in. So, Calvin Ridley's back playing. Life is good with Ridley. He's great. But
I hope he does good because I don't mind, putting a little wager on a game. But I guess if you're in the game, that's a little – you can't do that. That's illegal. That's not fair, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. He completely checked in. I mean, everybody –
all you got to do, Johnny, is tell your buddy bet it big and then pull yourself out and tell your buddy to shut up.
Yeah, but see, he didn't tell Buddy. He told, like, some hardcore swinging gambling professionals instead of being like, hey, yo, what's up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like me and him helping each other out. This is...
Right.
This is bad.
Unbelievable, Johnny. And, I mean, that just kind of goes to what I'm always saying, that, I don't know your bankroll any more than you know mine, Johnny. And with that being said, I'm going to take a couple baseball games this week. I know it's the NBA, and I just ain't paid attention to it yet. Maybe once we get into maybe the Western Conference, Eastern Conference finals or something like that, we're down to eliminate down to about four teams or so, I may start betting on it. But I've been looking at baseball a lot, and I kind of like the Atlanta Braves tonight. I like Chris Sale on the bump. I like them. You can get it even at -1.5 runs. Yeah, against the Rangers, who are a first-place club. But, I mean, they're 12-9 in first place, So, I like the Braves. Chris Sale, he's dealing a little bit. I mean, I know he gave up 5 runs against the Marlins last time out. But he's definitely a bounce-back type pitcher, Chris Sale is. So, I think he gets it done tonight. They're at home versus the Rangers. And the Rangers are okay. Al Leiter, boy, got lit up yesterday.
Yeah,
you see that?
Jack did.
He got lit. Man, they needed to quit yelling my man Al Leiter.
It was his first start ever,
I agree, but they kept showing Al Leiter and this young kid, the kid there at the bar, Tade, he goes, why they keep showing this old dude? And they showed him again. I thought, oh, man, that's Al Leiter, man. He won the World Series with the Marlins back in '97, beat my Cleveland Indians. This kid didn't even know who I was talking about. So it made me feel a little old yesterday when I knew who Al Leiter was, and that's his boy getting lit up by the Detroit Tigers. But anyway, I like the Braves tonight, Johnny, -1. Go ahead and just get the 1.5. Don't take money line. They win by a couple, 3 runs, 4 runs, and I take the 1.5. It's even juice.
I'm with you there because I think Andrew Heaney is terrible.
Yeah, Heaney's terrible.
He's not a good pitcher. I love it. Let's rock with it. And the Braves are mashing the ball. Do you see, Marcell Ozuna is hitting the baseball. Does he look at a ball and, like, just instead of, like, seeing the ball, he just sees what is, like, his ex-wife or something?
I thought he was going to see a beach ball or something, but I hope it's not his ex-wife.
Dude, no,
he's not angry.
Yeah, he's got anger issues, but right now, Braves fans are loving this man. He's hitting home runs left and right.
That's right. He's working on himself.
Well, hopefully it does a little bit more work, but the Braves minus the 1.5 is the first.
And hey, our local boy, Riley, he's breaking still. Austin, DeSoto Central. I mean, Austin Riley's raking. He's one of my favorite players. You know? I like that he's local, but I just like that he hits for average and power. I like the kid.
Yeah, plays a mean third base. Definitely digging.
I agree.
All right, so
I like it. All right, let's move on to my next game, Johnny. My next game, I like this. You know, I've been betting against the A's, but they've been kind of winning a little bit lately. But they get my Cleveland Indians tonight. So and Tristan McKenzie's on the mound and Joe Boyle's on the mound. We've got inflated ERAs all over the place. Tristan's got a 6-something ERA. Joe Boyle's got a high five ERA. So we're going to take the over 8 runs in that game tonight with the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland A's. Take that over. It's 8 runs. McKenzie may get rocked. Boyle may get rocked. The Indians are hitting the ball pretty well. The A's aren't playing terrible. So I like the over 8 runs in the Indians and the A's.
I like it. Two good plays. We're going to go over 8 runs. Athletics Guardians. You call them the Indians. Sometimes they're called the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Listen, this is that is a show of respect, because you know why they call them the Cleveland Indians. They were originally the Cleveland Spiders, and the Cleveland Spiders had the first Indian player in the major leagues, and then they had the second Native American and the third. They had the first 3 Native Americans to play baseball, and they changed the name to the Cleveland Indians. That's a shot sign of respect.
I agree.
You know, now they're named after a bridge that my uncle's got 2 DUIs on. I mean, come on.
That is the greatest story of the day. Thank you, Tim. I needed that, man. You're the man, Uncle. All right, Brasky, what you got?
Well, Johnny, we're going to get you going tonight, like we did last week with the golf bets. We're going to get you going tonight, but we're not betting golf. I like, on our regular play tonight, I like the Bulls and the Heat over 206.
Bulls Heat over 206. All right. All right. I can.
Two terrible clubs fighting for their lives. So I like it. You know, they're probably going to be very little defense and a lot of shoot. So I think at 206, they'll go over that. That seems a little low to me. I know they are defensive playing teams, but I think they can go over 206.
All right.
I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to switch a nickel and dime bag play this week. The nickel play this week, I like Georgia minus 1.5 over Ole Miss tonight on the nickel play in baseball.
Whoa. Betting against the Rebels again, man. That's 2 weeks in a row.
Man, how do you?
Well, we won the dime bag last week against them. Their Friday night pitching has been terrible.
That's true.
They didn't let them. They didn't. I mean, Mississippi State beat them 8-0 the first game, and Bianco hadn't changed the lineup, so I don't. You know, Georgia's got one of the leading home run hitters in the SEC.
Yeah, I think that. I think I like that. I like it.
I mean, to me, and for the dime bag play of the week, and I got something going against Jimmy Johns too. They stole my phrase. Did you see that?
No. Which one?
Dime bag.
Oh, who sold it? Jimmy and them?
Jimmy Johns. Yes. Look on
the
your phone.
I talked about this in Hardwood. They're giving the Dimebag special. Like, you pay $10, you get a foot-long sandwich and cookies and Cokes and drinks and a rolling tray for $4.20. Like, they're saying that most of the people at Jimmy Johns who order Jimmy Johns are stoners, so they want to order, you know, like, they want to, you know, support.
I know it. But
one of the greatest holidays of the year.
I understand, but, you know, I don't like Jimmy Johns anyway. But, you know, they stole my thing. But the dive bag play of the week, I don't know how we get off this. I like the Birmingham Stallions at home, -9 over the D.C. Defenders.
And
the Stallions beat your tugboat senseless last week.
Yeah, that
was... They've covered every week, pushed once with us. I think we keep riding this train till they throw us off.
Man, the Stallions, man, like, we're making some money on the Stallions.
Yeah, we are.
Absolutely. I think we keep riding them till they throw us off.
Man, let's keep riding that horse. All right, the horse ain't kicking, man. It's just kind of like doing its thing. So I'm riding it with you. I like it. Now, give me a recap of your 3 plays again. We're going against Ole Miss and taking Georgia. That's the regular
play. We're going against Ole Miss and taking Georgia minus 1.5. We're taking the Stallions minus 9 on the dime bag play, and we're taking the Bulls and the Heat over 206.
For the nickel. All right, man. Hey, gentlemen, I will see y'all tomorrow. What time y'all going to be arriving?
Johnny, I'll be there. I'll be there a little early. I got to help Barnyard Pips get set up, so I'm going to be there early. And I, let me, before
what do you call
the
early?
Show, Johnny, well, I'm, man, before you, that's early. I promise you. Before we go,
well,
let me put Kenny's line out. Well, I think we're going to put Kenny at minus 140 to go back-to-back.
Back-to-back champions in the World Wing Competition. I will actually lay the 140 and bet on Skinny.
I'm telling you, anybody wants the field, I'll hold your bet. I'm on Skinny for back-to-back.
Don't forget he's at the Barnyard Pimps. Man, Team Money Uncle Brasky, y'all have a great weekend.
All right, Johnny, I'll see you tomorrow.
That's
a broke man is a dangerous man, Johnny.
We're back at 2 Shakes, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56 WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Happy Friday. I hope you're ready for your weekend. Again, it's 4:20 on Saturday. It's 4:19 today. It's 4:20 is Eve. But tonight you can start celebrating like it's 4:20 by heading to the Shell and watching the Runaway Grooms. These kids can play, man. A little jam band from one song into the next song into the next song into the next song. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't forget, go get your tickets at worldwinkfest.com. NBA play-in games tonight. Load up on the Bulls. Kobe White. DeMar DeRozan. Sorry, man. I like the Heat, but they just don't have Jimmy Buckets. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. And with the Pelicans. With the Pelicans being at home. And the Kings on the road. And no Zion. I actually have no idea who I like in that game. I have a feeling since I'll be at the Runaway Grooms, I won't touch the Kings and the Pelicans, but I'm betting all over the Bulls, baby. I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. Watch some playoff basketball. Watch a little Major League Baseball. But make sure you're at Wingfest tomorrow. Go get your tickets at worldwingfest.com. Don't forget, have all the fun and help out the Ronald McDonald House. For Brian Dacus, I'm John Harden. See you on the flip side. Peace.